Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.
So, you're tuned into the Power Hour with me, Gerin Navet, on KC 107.7. And remember, if you want to join the conversation, send me a WhatsApp on 082-414-1077. Now, for our next guest, I have the privilege of speaking with William Everly, manager of Auburn Perfect Place in Wellington. Oh, a beautiful place with so much history in it. This place is a true gem, and we're going to find out what makes it so special and what do they have to offer. So, William, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you for having me. Greatly appreciated to be part of your Power Hour and to be a part of your listeners and your audience. It's a great privilege.
Thank you so much for your time. I know your industry is quite hectic and you're busy and, got a lot to do.
You never have a break. You're always on standby.
Yes.
The joys of hospitality.
That's so true. William, Auburn, the perfect place, is gone. Sorry for that. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, sorry for that. Some gremlins was running here. Auburn, the perfect place, is consistently praised for its friendly service. What do you believe sets your team apart, and how do you ensure that every customer feels welcome and valued?
Well, Auburn, the perfect place, we truly believe that hospitality goes beyond than just serving food. It's about creating genuine connections with every guest who walks through our doors. And what sets our team apart is our shared passion for making people feel at home. From the moment a guest arrives, we focus on warmth, attentiveness, and small details to each visit every time that they come. We place a very strong emphasis on teamwork and continuous training with our staff members. And equally important, we encourage our staff to bring their own personalities and care into each encounter by remembering the regulars' favorite drinks or taking the time to understand their preferences. We want every single customer to feel seen and valued. Ultimately, our goal is simple: to make sure that every guest leaves not only satisfied with the meal, but also with a smile, knowing that they were truly welcome and a part of our family and our environment.
I can attest to that.
Yes, you can, as a regular yourself.
I love sitting there at the back by the waterfall thingy that you put in, the renovations you've done there. Sorry, I have to do that now, because then I take my writing and I just write. I just love sitting there.
No, it is quite a tranquil spot.
We
thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy it.
Thank you for that. Your cafe is described as a little piece of heaven and a place where customers can find peace, which is so true. So what inspired your vision for Auburn, and how do you strive to create a serene and inviting atmosphere for your customers?
Well, our vision has always been to create more than just a cafe. We obviously want to offer a peaceful retreat where guests can pause, relax, enjoy a sense of calm, even if only for a little while. And I would say this inspiration comes from the deep appreciation for the simple joys in life. A warm cup of coffee, a gentle conversation, a space that feels like a soft escape or from the busyness that our lives have. And then also to maintain an atmosphere where we're constantly listening to our customers and finding ways to improve to make the experience better for them. Whether it's like refreshing our decor, curating a soothing playlist, or introducing seasonal touches, or refining our menu to enhance the experience. For us, it's creating a serene and inviting environment. Isn't a one-time achievement, it's an ongoing commitment to ensuring every visit feels special and welcoming to everyone. And ultimately, it's our hope that every guest leaves feeling a little bit lighter, knowing that they found their own no peace of heaven with us.
Yeah. Yeah, that is not, I always feel like that. I always come for my boss coffee. I love the one and only boss coffee and the smoothie your green smoothie is awesome. I haven't had such a nice green smoothie in a long time.
Yeah, and we're always looking to cater for everyone's needs. So that's what the hospitality is about, catering for people, being a service. Like, that's the best part about it. Having the feedback.
Yeah, you're surely getting that right, hey? Well done.
No, well, we can only try.
The food and coffee at Auburn are highly praised by customers. Can you tell us a bit about your menu development process and what inspires your culinary creations?
Well, at Auburn, our menu is inspired by the kind of meals that bring people together, comforting, hearty dishes that feel just like home. So we obviously want to create a place where every guest can sit down and enjoy a generous portion of food, of thoughtfully prepared food, and not only to leave satisfied, but truly nourished. Our menu development process starts with the philosophy, food should be simple, delicious, and made with care. And we take inspiration from family recipes, seasonal ingredients, and most importantly, feedback from our customers. We're always asking ourselves, does this feel welcoming? Would we be proud to serve it at our own family dinner table? So that approach ensures that every dish, from our breakfast to our coffees and cakes, has a homey touch. At the heart of it all, our goal is to ensure that every single guest leaves feeling well-fed, well-cared for, and looking forward to the next visit. Because a good meal shared in a warm space is one of life's greatest
stuff. So true.
Yeah.
Like soul food.
Soul food, nourishing to the soul, yeah.
Yeah. I just want to say before I continue that whoever is missing out something on this interviews or this hour, it will be on a podcast on the KC107.7 website very soon. So don't worry if you are missing out on something. So, William, how do you stay connected with your local community, and what initiatives or events does Auburn participate in to support and engage with Wellington residents?
Well, staying connected to our local community is at the heart of who we are and what we do. Wellington isn't just where we are located. It's a home. And our customers are extended family. They are an arm and a leg to us. We're actively seeking for opportunities to support and engage with the greater community by doing fundraisers, involved with charities or small organizations that put to improve youth and animals and resources for the broader population and residents of Wellington. We also support local suppliers with the ingredients and partnering with nearby artists to showcase their work in our cafe. And also hosting small events to bring people together, like formal groups or meetings or any movement that will better our surrounding space and our residents. So that's what makes Wellington such a special place for us as well, is that we have all these individuals that want the best for our community. So we also make it a top priority to listen to our customers and our neighbors and their ideas to allow us to expand and to support, whether it's sponsoring a local school event or simply providing a space for community groups to meet. And we strongly believe that a strong community starts with genuine connections. So, we're really, really grateful for that.
That's amazing. That's what I love about Wellington itself. It's that, I'm going to say it now in Afrikaans, die dorpgevoel.
Yeah, that is a very sterk dorpgevoel in Wellington.
Everybody knows everybody.
Yes, and then if you don't know them, then you'll get to know them.
Definitely.
So, and it's amazing because with that sense of pride, it comes through with all the local businesses and with the space and the schools and the organizations, that there's a sense of pride and care.
So true.
Genuine pride and care, that everyone stands up where they are needed, such as with the fires that we recently had. Everyone partook in a form or in a way that could assist.
Yeah, that's amazing about Wellington. I just love the feel of the town. So, lastly, with so many glowing reviews, it's clear that Auburn has become a beloved institution, if I should call it like that now, in Wellington. So what's next for Auburn? And there are exciting plans or developments on the horizon. And if this is our last question. I do also want you to elaborate a little bit that it's not only a restaurant and coffee shop and everything. All the little, just take us when you end off now through the whole thingy.
Well, so originally the owner, Danielle Alexander, she owns the nursery next door, and her lifelong dream was to own a restaurant, and our endeavors is to create a communal space, or a hub to say the least, where we can provide a space, a creative space, a space of connection and growth through courses or classes, as well as catering for other endeavors that will come to fruition. Obviously, we can't really put it out there to the public just yet because it's quite a competitive environment. But there are very, very exciting things that are coming our way, and to the people of Wellington and to all the individuals visiting Wellington for the greater community of South Africa. So, yeah, there's definitely exciting things that we would like to expand on by allowing more connection through activities or through products or through spaces that will simply allow people to be and feel a genuine connection to the space and the hub of the nursery as well as the restaurant. So, yeah, and it's been an ongoing procedure. Like everything, it must grow. You have to grow. You have to keep on watering that plant or else it dies. So, yeah, we're forever expanding, but with time. So time is our greatest asset, and we're looking forward to the future, and especially the future of Wellington and the future of just the Boerland, the Winelands. Yeah, it's a lovely space to be in with lovely people, lovely scenery, and just a good aura and space to be in.
Definitely. On that note, I want to say watch the space. You know where they are? Go get the feel. They have done some major stuff already there. And it is truly a little piece of heaven. And William, I want to say thank you for your time. Thank you for coming on the show and talking to the KC listeners. It was really a privilege talking to you. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. And please come and visit 66 Church Street, Albane, and Green Fingers Nursery. And greatly, greatly appreciate your time. And to all the listeners, have a wonderful evening and be on the next Power Hour.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, William.
Have a wonderful evening.
Same to you. Thank you.
This is Casey 107.7.